From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Going to the Olympics once is a huge privilege. Going again offers a second chance. Boxer Rashi Warren is headed to Beijing after competing with disappointing results in the 2004 Olympics. For member station WVXU in Cincinnati, Katie Orr has this profile of a boxer trying to better his Olympic record.
Flyweight boxer Rashi Warren is a compact man. The 21-year-old is just 5'4", but watch him pummel a punching bag for a few minutes. And there's no doubt he's someone you don't want to mess with. Warren skitters around the swinging bag, throwing jabs and uppercuts, and occasionally letting out loud yells as he lands a punch. As he practices, Warren seems to enter the zone, where nothing exists but the bag. It's that kind of focus that could serve him well in Beijing. When Warren boxed 4 years ago in Athens, he was just 17, the youngest person on the entire U.S. team. At just 106 pounds, he was a relatively inexperienced fighter competing in the light flyweight division, and he was knocked out in the first round. But Warren has gained 6 pounds and some considerable skills since then. He'll now fight in the heavier flyweight class, a place where he feels more comfortable.
Fighting at 112 was a weight that I wanted to fight at, which my mom and coach didn't want me to fight. They wanted me to stay at 106, which I was telling them that was a hard time making it at the age of 17. Then until they realized, they see I could handle the 112 differently, and I got more power up there and still got the speed. So when they see me destroy my fighters, it was just a different story.
But Rashi Warren has shown both his mom and his coach that his higher weight class is serving him well. In 2005, he won the bronze medal in the World Amateur Boxing Championships as a flyweight. Last year, he went back to that competition and won the gold. Now he's returning to the Olympics, the first U.S. boxer to do so in more than 30 years. And Warren is aiming high.
I'm just a hard fighter. I work hard just like they work hard. So I look at, if I beat my opponent 3 times, even though it's easy, I still train hard.
Warren has been visiting his hometown of Cincinnati on a short break from his work at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. While at home, he's working out at a boxing gym at a local rec center where he used to train. As Warren does some light practicing, his mom, Paulette, sits nearby. She's been right by her son since he began boxing at the age of 6. She says he might have picked up some boxing skills from his 3 older brothers, but she says she knows where he gets most of his talent.
He got it from his mom, from me. I was a single parent, and I had to fight all the time, and I had to protect my boys.
Paulette Warren says she'll be in Beijing when her son steps in the ring. Mike Stafford, Rashi Warren's coach, will be there too, as he was in Athens. He says this time around, they're focusing more on defense.
And we just, you know, learning the system now, you know, learning the points, more defense, you know, and, you know, getting up ahead and making the opponent come toward us.
Stafford says his boxer is on top of the world right now, and he expects good things at the Olympics. For now, Warren is expecting more grueling workouts in Colorado Springs, where he's been living full-time since September. He's aware of the pressure and expectations and says he'll only be thinking about one thing when he steps into the ring: shocking the world and winning the gold. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in Cincinnati.